All right, welcome back. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's After News with Amos. Starting on January the 7th, when you tune in, Good Morning Indiana, starting at 4:30 in the morning. Oh, Lord. Starting at 4:30 in the morning, you will see, well, you'll still see Ashley Brown, meteorologist, and you'll see the other meteorologist there and the traffic lady. But you'll see a new group of people, Beth Vaughn, who is coming into Channel 6 from Kansas City, and a brother. Brother Mark Mullins, who has spent the last 7 years at the NBC station KMTR out in beautiful Eugene, Oregon, where, the football team wins everything that's not nailed down. Those Oregon,
they changed it around.
They're those Oregon Ducks. Before then, he was in Atlanta. Then he was in Eugene. Before that, he is a graduate of Boston University. And he begins and he joins me live. Mark, welcome to Indianapolis.
Amos, thank you for the welcome. Glad to hear it. Great to be here so far.
When I looked at your bio, it says that in Oregon, not only were you the anchor in the morning, the reporter, you're a managing editor. I thought I had a long title. What does all that mean?
It means that these days in smaller markets with a lot of tightening budgets, a lot of us journalists in smaller markets have to wear all kinds of hats. So that means I was anchoring the morning news, helping to produce it, serving as managing editor after the show was over, helping to outline what the day was going to look like coverage-wise.
Right. Okay.
So just helping the reporters get out the door and learn what their stories were about.
How will all of that kind of hands-on experience help you here in Indianapolis with Good Morning Indiana and the folks at Channel 6?
I just think that when you are so well-rounded in everything that you do, you think quicker on your feet.
Right.
You're able to help out more with other people's jobs when they need it. You're able to be more of a team player. It also allows you to write faster, to ask the right questions, to know every way a newsroom works. So I'm hoping that here in Indianapolis, it just allows me to appreciate all my coworkers and the jobs they do.
How you're here a couple of weeks, even though it's the holiday season, you're here a couple of weeks before you actually go on the air. How does this help you learn about Central Indiana? Because, I mean, it's different than Oregon.
You got that right.
Yeah.
You got that right. You know what? As soon as I got here to Indianapolis, I was probably in my new apartment for about 5 minutes before I had to get right back out and start driving around. I just wanted to get a feel for the city. I got out there on I-70. Went around on 465. I wanted to see different neighborhoods of the city and learn what they're all about. And so I was looking. I started out looking for Targets and Walmarts and stores and Dollar Trees and those kind of stores. But I got to see get a sense for some of the neighborhoods that are out there. You just have to really, and I'm a firm believer that when you move to a new place, you get out there and you just sink yourself into it.
Where's home for you?
I grew up in New Haven, Connecticut. That's right. And then went off to college in Boston.
So when you heard about Sandy Hook, you knew where that was?
Yes, about 45 minutes away.
Tell us a little about that part of the country, about that area. Because all I've been able to tell my listeners is what I can see on a computer screen, what I can pull up on Google Maps.
Right. Connecticut is a very diverse place. And I mean that not only about the people and the socioeconomic status, but about the kinds of communities that are there. I grew up in New Haven, which is considered the big city where Yale is, has some rough pockets in New Haven. And then you don't drive far before you hit some of these more quaint communities that are more affluent but are very familiar with a lot of the bigger areas in the state. Sandy Hook and Newtown, a very quiet, sleepy town where people were close-knit. Where you knew not only your teacher, your child's teachers, but all the teachers in that school and the principal and probably the first responders. Probably something that has not come out is that how some of those first responders probably knew a lot of the children affected and the families affected in that school.
So this is so that community is really like if we put it in a Central Indiana context, there are a lot of smaller towns out in the smaller counties outside the immediate Indianapolis area,
right,
where you kind of go in and there's a little, you know, courthouse, there's a courthouse square, and there's a courthouse, and there's a cafeteria, and there's a general store, and there might be the county seats or something similar to that.
It's like those Christmas time ceramic towns that people might set up in their homes as decoration.
Okay.
What you described there. Uh-huh. Quaint.
Mm-hmm. And that's not a negative. Yeah.
Right.
Not, yeah.
And just a picture of what small town America might look like.
Well, welcome out here because you guys, yeah. Well, you know, with a minute, you know, 20 minutes outside of where your offices are, where your studios are, you're in, you know, parts of small town America. You've done mornings, you're used to this. Get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and go to sleep at 5. You're used to this,
right? In Oregon, I had to be to work at 2, so mm-hmm. it was getting up at 1, hitting the snooze alarm for about a half hour,
right,
and then getting dressed and heading on in, and you hit the ground running. You get in there. And it is right to work.
All right. So he is ready. He will officially start on Monday, January the 7th, along with Beth Vaughn. She's from Kansas City.
That's right. I've been talking with Beth over email. Excited for her to join me here. I've already put in a week so far, so getting to know the area. As you mentioned earlier, already on the payroll. And
now you've been told about Country Kitchen.
That's right. That's right. And so, I could use that.
You can use that? Just put 19th and Central in the GPS in the phone.
One of my favorite places, right?
It may also almost, you may always put it on the web and it'll give you the directions. 19th and Central, 19th and College, which is actually 2 blocks from the location where Senator Robert Kennedy gave that immortal speech on the night that Dr. King gave. There's a statue.
Yes, that's right.
There's a statue out there, so you can kind of get, you know, see the statue, see that particular neighborhood. You see, roll off. All that in one. He is the newest anchor at WRTV Channel 6, theindychannel.com. Mark Mullins, welcome to Indianapolis. Glad to have you.
Thank you so much. And we are hoping that people start out the new year by starting out with us.
Yeah, and then just continue with Good Morning America.
That's right. Tell all your friends
with Robin and Neil. Thanks very much for being with us.